Early today, Arizona Cardinals running back Jonathan Dwyer was released from jail after his arrest last night on charges he assaulted his wife and his 18-month-old child back in July. He's accused of throwing his shoe at the child. Police began investigating after a report on the abuse was made last week. Yesterday, the Cardinals deactivated Dwyer from the team. He's the fifth NFL player in the headlines for abuse, and those headlines have brought attention to another case. Alabama's two state senators, both Republicans, are now joining calls for the federal judge Mark Fuller to resign over charges of abusing his wife. Last month, Kelly Fuller called 911 for help. This is a portion of the call and a warning. It is disturbing.
I hate you.
EMS, what's the address of your emergency?
Kelly. Okay. She needs an ambulance. I'm sending the police. They're in a domestic fight now at the Ritz-Carlton.
A terrible sound. Mary Ordonoff-Troyan reports for the Montgomery Advertiser and USA Today. And Mary, this happened back in August. They were in a hotel room. Judge Fuller does not deny it and has agreed to a plea deal. So what are the terms?
He agreed to enter into a pretrial diversion program, which includes some counseling. And assuming he completes that and the judge accepts his completion, he has his record expunged and presumably could return to the bench.
And this has been going on for several weeks, but we read that the charges against him might disappear if he reports back that he's gone through the terms of the deal.
Correct. Yes. It involved some domestic abuse counseling and an alcohol and drug assessment.
Yeah. Well, this judge was appointed by George W. Bush yesterday. The Republican Richard Shelby called on him to resign. How important was that? AL.com's Charles Dean said this was the proverbial 500-pound gorilla speaking.
Yes, I saw Chuck wrote that. That's pretty accurate. I would back up and say that the first member of Congress that I'm aware of to say anything at all about Judge Fuller's case was Congresswoman Terry Sewell. She's a Democrat, and she represents part of Montgomery. She tweeted last week that she thought Fuller should resign. And then Tuesday, the other female member of the Alabama delegation, a Republican congresswoman from Montgomery, Martha Roby, issued a statement. And she didn't call for his resignation, but she did say that this was a very serious issue and that she would be watching the disciplinary process closely. And she mentioned that impeachment would be possible. And that was Tuesday. And then yesterday, Senator Shelby weighed in, which was very significant. He's the senior senator. He confirmed, you know, Judge Fuller when President Bush first nominated him in 2002. And his views carry a lot of weight in the delegation. Senator Sessions was soon after that also calling for his resignation.
And that's Jeff Sessions. Is there a sense that the tidal wave of NFL stories crashed into this story, too, and propelled it?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think so. You know, the Ray Rice story was all over the place. And I have to say that Congresswoman Roby's statement on Tuesday was a bit of a surprise. She just issued it. We didn't know that it was something that was coming. And in her statement, she specifically talks about the Ray Rice situation, shining a light on domestic abuse and it being a serious problem that needs to be addressed. You know, the other underlying current in all of this, when I talk to the members of Congress and their staffs, is a lot of this comes down to the integrity of the judicial system. You know, constituents are concerned about whether or not the court system is fair. And if they feel like a federal judge is not going to be disciplined the way a normal person would be disciplined or prosecuted for this kind of crime, then the integrity of the process is called into question. And I think that's what motivated them.
And well, and you mentioned Representative Roby mentioning the possibility of impeachment. Representative Sewell is as well. And we're reminded that federal judges serve for life. They either step down or are impeached by Congress. And if impeached, a judge can lose his pension. Right now, Judge Fuller is still collecting his $200,000 salary. So calls for him to step down, hints that there people might push for impeachment. What do you think is going to happen?
You're absolutely right. The discussion about impeachment is indicates a couple of things. Number one, if the judiciary's own disciplinary process comes back and recommends him for impeachment, then that recommendation would eventually be transferred to the U.S. House of Representatives, which would start the process. Obviously, it looks like there's some calls for him to resign before it ever gets to that point. I will say that I just saw the Associated Press just reported that Judge Fuller's attorney declined to comment on the calls for his resignation and said they were still working through the disciplinary process initiated by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yeah. There were also reports surfacing that this isn't the first time the judge has been accused of hitting his wife. There was another wife before this one. There seems to be a snowball here. But what is he doing meanwhile? Is he a sitting judge? What happens to his case, his cases? Well,
the 11th Circuit took away his caseload after his arrest, and so he has not been assigned any new cases. He's not sitting on the bench, and that is part of their disciplinary process. So if the judiciary system comes back and they can either return him to the bench, they can request that he resign. There's a lot of other disciplinary options that they have.
Yeah. Well, his lawyer has also said in the past that treatment and counseling is standard procedure in plea deals after a first-time domestic violence charge. But again, as we said, some reports surfaced about a potential other charge. In the meantime, what has Judge Fuller said about this incident?
We haven't heard from Judge Fuller. I did talk to Senator Shelby yesterday, and Senator Shelby told me that he called Judge Fuller and gave him a heads up that he was going to be calling for his resignation publicly. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know Judge Fuller's side of that conversation. All I know is that Senator Shelby initiated that call and told me that he was not going to wait for a possible impeachment, that he thought Judge Fuller should step aside before it got to that point.
No. That's Mary Orndorff-Troyan. She reports for the Montgomery Advertiser in Alabama, also for USA Today, talking about the case of Judge Fuller in Alabama. Sound has surfaced of an incident in August in which he repeatedly struck his wife as she called for help from a hotel room. According to some police reports, she was confronting him about perhaps an extramarital affair. And now there are calls for him to either step down from his judgeship or perhaps look at impeachment down the road. Mary, thank you so much.
Thank you.